with Hobbit.
I need you to take your right arm and put it through Matthew's left arm for us, please. Everyone else may be seated except for the maid of honor. I need you to come over to Holly's left for me, please. No closer. The best man, I need you to come over to Matthew's left. Okay. We gather together here this precious, wonderful, exciting, beautiful day to bring together Matthew and Holly in holy matrimony. Marriage is an honorable estate. It's instituted by Almighty God. It's declared by St. Paul to be honorable among all men. It should not be entered into without holy advice or light, but reverently, sober, advisedly, and in the fear of God. I'd like to charge you both on your precious, spectacular, loving day here as you stand in the presence of Almighty God to remember that true love and faithful observance of your wedding vows are required as the foundation of a successful marriage and the establishment of a happy and enduring home. Without these, there can be no real marriage. And the home that you will endeavor to establish will be a vain effort. Keep the solemn vows you are about to make on this grand miracle day. Live with tender consideration with each other. Conduct your lives in honesty and in truth, and your marriage will last. Matthew, Holly, even before God had spoke the world into existence, he had seen that you two would be here in the little church of the West in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the 24th day of July, 2005, becoming husband and wife with your best man here and with your maid of honor here. Nothing takes God by surprise. You have been ordained by God from the foundations of the world to live the rest of your lives together as an example to your children, to your family, to your friends, to the community, and to the whole wide world. In the Holy Bible of the New Testament, in the book of 1 Corinthians, in the 13th chapter, is referred to as the love chapter. As the Spirit of God moves upon the Apostle Paul, he begins to write, and this is what he writes as he closes out his letter. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Love seeks not her own way. Love is not arrogant. Love is not jealous. Love is not puffed up. But love believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Now we have these three, faith, hope, and love. But the sovereign God who spoke the world into existence with just his word is saying to both of you this afternoon, as you begin the greatest journey of your life, will be your love. Your love will conquer all the wind, the rain, the storms, or any adversity that may would try to enter into your life or your marriage. If it be 100 years from today, always remember it will be your love that will see you through whatever may encounter you. Will you please turn face one another, look one another straight in the eye, hold hands forth. Polly, could you make them honor, hold your flowers for you, please? And let's repeat some wedding vows. I, Matthew.
I, Matthew.
Take thee, Holly.
Take thee, Holly.
To be my wedded wife.
My wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
Richer or poor.
Richer or poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
I pledge my faith.
I pledge my faith.
Thank you, Matthew. I, Holly. Take thee, Matthew.
Take thee, Matthew.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
Richer or poor.
Richer or poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part. I pledge my faith.
I pledge my faith.
Thank you both so kindly. Matthew, will you take Holly's ring? Put it on her left hand, third finger, please. Holly, will you take Matthew's ring? Keep your body straight on the left hand, third finger, please. The left.
Okay. Yeah.
Just trying to get a picture.
Okay.
Let's have a prayer for the success and the prosperity of your marriage. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this couple as they begin the most important journey of their lives. We ask you to bless this marriage, Father God, that you would lead them and guide them in the right direction. Your word be a light into their feet and a lamp into their path. We invite you to be the honored guest here today. Turn the water into the wine of joy. May they always experience respect, compassion, love, joy, peace, laughter, and happiness throughout eternity. Amen. With the authority that is invested in me by Almighty God in the state of Nevada, I joyfully and gladly pronounce you husband and wife. You now may kiss your bride. Let's give him a big hand, ladies and gentlemen.